called last week concerning some residents over here and some residents over here. And actually, one resident said that he had to take his child to the hospital. We spent quite a bit of time down there, I think. And we, of course, everything being blamed on OB4 lift station. There wasn't smell, you know, I can say that. We've done a lot of things to try and combat it, see what the deal was. And I think it was picking out the, in the house, it was picking out the gas meter, or hot gas analyzer on H2S. However, after we smoke tested his house and done a living room on bed, he had several broken pipes in his house. He had his vents broken off in the wall. It was under the toilet and everything like that.
Wow.
But there wasn't smell. So what he should have had was some smell that caused that stink outside my house, but instead he got that inside his house and everything. I'm guessing that probably part of the issue was that as the tourist season has gone, we're having longer retention times because that pipe down there is probably 2-3 miles long, and because of the very, very reduced flow, it may stay in that pipe several days. And then when it comes out of that pipe and goes into the next one, it's in another pipe that it can stay another day. So we try to treat that and everything. We didn't change our dosing rates or anything that we've done all this whole year. They're convinced that we had, but we didn't and everything. But I did have the guys go in and change all the bellows pumps to make sure that those dosing machines are dosing at the rate that they say they're dosing at. We also are going to put a knockoff on the knockoff fitting down here. When our OB3 pumps up to OB4, they break it open, it goes into gravity, and then they bring force out in. So all the air that's forcing, it forces into that pipe and out to the neighbors and things. So we're going to put a backflow preventer in there to try and combat that and everything like that. My guess is we've had the extended retention times in those pipes, and it went septic. Now,
that's no different than the problem we've had it all along.
But it all goes with the fact that we're not getting enough flow, and less people down there vacationing, less pump time. My pump on OB4 and OB3 run 12 minutes each per day.
Sure.
Total. So each station runs 24 minutes a day, and that's all.
Wow.
And then you know from OB3 to OB4, it runs down there by the lake, makes a turn, comes up the hill to OB4, and that's probably a good 2-3 miles that sits in there. And you know, at one time we calculated it was in there 30 hours, but when the flows go way down, it, you know, it could be in there for 48, you know.
We got huge pumps on those things that we don't really need, right?
100 horsepower. So.
Yeah. We needed them based on the master plan, but not on right. What's going on right
and
now.
We have reduced the hydro rangers and everything we can to make those come on and pump sooner, so they pump more often to move things more often. But you reach a point where you just can't dose any heavier with the box, because if you do, it doesn't look good.
Right.
So there was just kind of a combination of several things. There was an additional smell there. We tracked it down as to why, because these people over here behind Charlie shouldn't be getting anything from a force main, but the way they connect it all together, we feel like a backflow preventer there will make that stop happening. When you get over into this neighborhood here, a lot of the plumbings are putting backwards, and were done back when I was a boy. The plumbing, and when they remodel, they cut off the vent pipe, so everybody figures that just to let your toilet flush and get enough air, but it's actually supposed to take the sewer gas out. And so every time we go in and check, it's usually a plumbing issue down there. Not that it wouldn't go out the vent, and they smell it around the outside of the house, but they shouldn't be having any help.
My question is to Eddie, where when he called me on the phone, is why are we messing around inside the city?
Yes, sir.
But that's what we're doing.
And you're exactly right.
So let me ask you, is the problem that exists within the city, is it created from the sewer district in the county, or was it a problem that should be the city's?
Once we cross the road up here, that line belongs to the city of Forsyth. Our sewer comes through at a condensed rate and a pretty good speed. So their claim is, even though you're using our sewer, you're causing the problem at the rate that you pump through. We can't pump it any slower because it has to break gravity and everything. And once it breaks gravity, it free falls down to where they're having the issue.
Yeah, we really need to be pumping more.
They're saying it's your fault. And the same thing this homeowner down here asked me, he said, why didn't y'all make sure that that these houses, when y'all did your sewer, that these houses were going to be okay. And I said, well, because we're responsible for the sewer main, but the homeowner's responsibility for the main into including the house and everything. So
when we add more that day comes, are we going to have additional problems?
In theory, with more flow, less septic issues, less smell. Not to say that there won't be more air movement, but in theory, less smell. So if that flow is going on, you run less of an instance of having smell.
Well, when this was engineered, was there any discussion about this possibly happening? Or?
Mr. Howden, this was all done before I started with this.
Yeah, you're right.
I know the city of Forsyth I've had Ray.
Pick it, Ray Silver?
No,
Ray West.
Ray West. Look at their plant, and it was to see if it would handle what we were predicting, and I guess look at the system too, because I think we had to pay for that study, if I remember right. But he said it would be okay, so Ray really proceeded with their design based on the information. They provided him with their proposed design. He looked it over, looked at their sewer plant, said, no, that will all work. Well, as soon as it came on, they had an issue with when the pumps came on. It was washing their plant out because there wasn't enough storage capacity. The wet wells weren't big enough.
It was washing them out because they weren't large enough.
Right. So
yes, Danny. So that's what we just got to spend some money on the basins for. What's going to happen when we bring more across? We're going to have to build bigger expansion of this plant?
They're building that big enough to compensate for that. It hasn't been built yet and everything. So
they're not going to do it with their own money because they don't have any money.
No. And they asked the sewer district to build the equalization basin so that it can flow in there. And they're coming back to this one, this other stuff, saying, you guys are causing the problem, you don't need to take care of it. We're in these neighborhoods working, back to your original question, because they keep calling Forsyth, and these guys say, well, we've been calling for 3 years, they come down, look around, look at it, and leave, they don't do anything for us. And we're just trying to make it right for the people down there. Yes, it costs us some money and some time and everything like that, but they're not going to do anything for them, and there is some kind of an issue now. Whether we just say that's your issue and you go deal with
it. Well, I appreciate the politics of it. What's the liability of the sewer district working within the incorporated limits of a city?
Yeah,
and that really needs to be looked at, because we have certain limits as a county that we can't do in certain areas because of our liability, and it's an important issue.
The way I read our jurisdictional boundary, and I don't say we have the right to come into Forsyth, but our jurisdictional boundaries are basically just the county lines. So if we own something, and we do own some stuff in the city of Hollister and everything, and we still take care of that and do that and everything. So I think jurisdictionally we're not overstepping our bounds if Forsyth has said, come in and check this out and everything. Liability-wise, I don't know.
I wonder if it might be advantageous to put together just an agreement by and between the sewer district and city of Forsyth.
I don't want to try to fix their problems. Because, these are houses off the main.
Well, we have agreements in place with political subdivisions just if we're ever there.
Yes.
And we did that because it was based upon the attorney's advice to us that this covers you here, it covers you here, it covers you here.
And if you guys as a board decide if it's not involved with the money, we're not touching it, then we'll stop a little thumb, we're not touching it. But we're, just like the lady that was down there where all her plumbing was backwards and it had clogged up her vent pipe and everything like that, we went down and took care of that. She's not had any more issues. We did a few things because we did feel like with the speed that our flow is coming down through there those couple times, that she was experiencing some issues. It wasn't a lot of problem, as it turned out, but we just went ahead and took care of it. So
what was discussed in the past when this the entire highway project that they looked at, that if the lake board was in place, then obviously if we put a treatment plant on the far side, we'd have to have the sewers over there. But at the time, according to the study Greg Miller did, it wasn't going to be cost effective to do the treatment plant. would be more cost effective for taking on the four side than do the lake more and use that for our site.
How much does it remind me what the cost is for the lake more portion?
2.2.
So if you didn't do the lake more and we just allowed my highway to be serviced with the city of Forsyth, that would be 2.2 million, right?
Well, that's what you spend. Yes, sir. But I don't know how you get rid of the flow issues you've got here.
What do you got customer wise on that side, on the Y Highway side, that doesn't belong to the city?
192 customers.
You got 192 customers outside the city.
Yes, sir.
And everybody else did. How many do they have that they're drawing money on?
I can't do that.
Okay, those are the things that I think that Forsyth should be taking care of. People that are over here that was caused by the problem, because they're collecting dollars off of sewer that we put in over there, that they're collecting money from those customers. That should solve any of the problems that lay within the 2, 3, 4, half a dozen houses you're talking about. Not that we should be compensation for that to take care of a city of Forsyth problem. If it's a large amount. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, and that's the same. What we're doing is strictly political.
But if that had fell apart at one time, and I'm not saying I think everything's better now, but what's to say that that couldn't fall apart again and then we're back in the same situation?
Yeah,
I'm not for it. Them collecting the dollars to serve what we put in for them, and then we have to increase the basin to add to the problem. I'm a little bit confused on that part of it. The cities, each one of them, and I'm not just talking about Forsyth, I'm talking about Branson and Hollister and everybody, has to accept a little more responsibility in this sewer project. The county taxes takes care of building those sewers and bring them into the city, and then the city's drawing the revenue in, but they seem to, every time they come up with a problem, they come back to the taxing district of the whole entire county to receive funds to improve their project. I can't grasp all that. That's not the way I would do. I mean, that's Santa Claus. That's what that is.
Well, I can tell you that the sewer district tax has been a real boon for the corporation.
Yes.
It has been a huge boon.
I mean, it's unheard of in the state. I mean, it's you're right, they do use it heavily. And to the place where you...
But it's also curing all of our environmental problems. Yeah. So I mean,
and it's quite economic. I mean, there's a win-win to lose-lose problem sometimes, you know.
But my point was, they've profited greatly from the unincorporated areas.
That gets you into another discussion.
In my opinion, they begin to depend on it to the place where it really affects them financially as an entity.
Well, the positive thing for them is it's helped keep their rates down.
I don't know what Hollister is. Well, probably, of course, I do. What we pay them for treating the sewage the district per se has also greatly helped subsidize their sewage operations.
No question about it.
Yeah.
But that's a benefit. So,
yeah. You have to look at the future of the sewer sales tax. When it's voted on again, and what things that we can do to make sure that passes, because if there's a failure there on 10 years, 10 years?
2023 comes up.
Okay. If there's a failure there, then we're not sitting here having this kind of a discussion about little problems. We're trying to figure out how everything's going to operate and how we're going to make dollars work without the just astronomical fees and things like that. So now's the time to address, even though we think that a plan over here might cost more than what we want to visualize it now, it might be the absolute secure blanket to be able to operate if something drastic happens. So that's the way I would want to look at it, is is what's going to happen in 2023.
See, that leads us to something we discussed the other day. This utility side, which of the regional sewer district, is a baby that can never, ever be put away. It's always going to be here. You can sub it out to a White River Environmental type entity, but it's always going to have to be dealt with. And so we have 10 years to get it right so that rates can be low. Instead of $40 a month, they might be able to go back to 20. We've got 10 years, and so we need to be strategically planning and looking at what can we do in those 10 years. To get rates lower, you've either got to trim fat out of your budget or get more users online. And Eddie has trimmed our utility operates very efficiently.
We'll right now. As we at this point.
Right. Not a Nathan. It's somebody different than that. I mean, it's lean. But it is, so we need more users. We've got to be laying more pipe. Well, what was it? A few months ago, one of the projects that always rears its head is Venice on the Lake. That is a money pit. We all can acknowledge that it is will cost more than it brings in. So we need to be looking at projects that are profitable. That line south, which gets right back into Hollister capacity, down towards Big Cedar, where, and I don't even know all the things that you guys are privy to, that where we would have commercial customers that would be instant cash flow, that would help cheapen, that would subsidize rates so that we can, in the event this tax goes away, be self-sustaining with $20 rates, or as opposed to $40 rates or $80 rates. You know, if we start doing some stupid stuff, the rates may have to go up. So I guess what, in my mind, you know, I don't have the numbers in front of me. It's going to be Brad and Eddie getting together and coming up with a strategic plan. This is where we need to go. This is going to have positive impacts. This project needs to wait until it can be subsidized by a cash flow project. Have an idea. You know, we're looking at people coming to us like Lakeway,